Good morning. It's time for the Kate State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
I understand it's got some 4-H enrollments coming up and for National 4-H Week. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
That's right. So in 4-H, we go from our 4-H year is from October to September. This September is finishing up our 4-H year. We've got State Fair out of the way. We've gotten record books turned in. And so it's time to enroll in the new year here in October. I can't believe it's already October here. September has just flown by, but it is upon us. And so I just wanted to give a shout out and promote 4-H just a little bit. Now is the time to start getting involved in a new club. So for over 120 years, 4-H has empowered millions of youth to build their future and have paved a path forward. Now we are wanting to inspire a new generation to be beyond ready is the new catchphrase, ready to lead, ready to serve, ready to build, and ready to conquer. And we would love for you to be a part of it. I just want to throw some statistics out there for you. 4-H members are 3 times more likely, once they become an adult, to participate in community service. They're 2 times more likely to report living life with an intentional purpose, feel fulfilled in life once they become an adult. And they're 2 times more likely to have to be a leader within their community. And so one great thing that I always say I get to do is I get to prepare kids to be adults, as you can see from the statistics here. And time again, research shows that not just adults, but good adults that give back, that live a fulfilled life. And one thing we do is we teach life skills. We help kids find a passion and a spark is the new catchphrase, help them find that spark. That again, like in turn, once they become an adult, they love to live life and from their experiences that they had as a child and had a good childhood. So how do we do this? Right, like those are big picture things of what we do in 4-H. But in the macro sense of it all, we have you join a 4-H club. There's a 4-H club within all the communities we serve here. We serve Anderson, Osage, and Franklin County here in Frontier Extension District. Every second and third grader will get information on 4-H in the school systems here in Frontier District. But if you have more information, you have to be at least 8 to join, and you can be in 4-H till you're 18. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. You have to be 7 to join. My apologies. 7 to join, so 7 to 18 to be a part of our 4-H program. And you join a club, and you start getting involved in that club, and then they help you find projects that you can participate in, and then you grow from there. And so, anyways, it's a really great organization. I know we've got tons of things pulling at our times. I am a mother myself, and I get it, but I always tell myself this is a priority in our family, something that we want to teach our children and instill in our children, to have sparks, to have passions, to be good stewards of your community, to have those leadership skills. 4-H is really great at, we teach public speaking and how to run a meeting, some things that are really lacking in our communities these days of how to be a good leader and how to step into some of those roles, how to serve on school board once you're an adult, how to serve on your church boards, how to serve on those civic groups. All good things that keep our community afloat, right? And how do we instill those skills in our children? That's one thing 4-H is really great at. So I'm rambling. But as you can tell, I'm very passionate about 4-H, and we would love to share more about you. Now's the time to start getting involved. And so reach out. The greatest thing I can tell you to do, if you know somebody in 4-H, is to reach out to them and ask them how you can get involved. But you can always contact the offices. Again, our office in Franklin County is an Ottawa office. We are in Linden and Osage and Garnett and Anderson. You can find us on the web. Just Google Frontier Extension District. It will pull up all of our information, our emails, our phone numbers. We're happy to help you get involved and find a club that you can belong to and be a part of. And so, anyways, now is the time. October 1 rolls over, and it's you'll be seeing lots of 4-H things here that second week, October 6th through the 12th. Is National 4-H Week. And so I know our 4-Hers do lots of fun things to kind of just catch people's eyes and attention to the 4-H program. So, again, we're happy to share more information and want you to get involved. So let us know how we can help.
Well, no problem rambling about something that's worth rambling about, that's for sure. Well, excited to see the new faces coming through. It should be a good time.
Yes, we had we saw a huge wave of a new generation come in just this last year, and I think we will see that again. You know, COVID, as we all know, played a heavy toll on all of us, and I think we're finally seeing families want to get back involved, and you know, so that's a really good thing. We have a lot of new, fresh families in 4-H this last year, and we're looking to continue to grow and to help people get involved.
That's just fantastic to see. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Franny Eastwood.